Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. October is well underway, and this weekend, there is a lot to do for those of you who are feeling like you want to get involved in the centennial celebrations. There's only a few weeks left. This Friday, yours truly will be hosting a centennial edition of the Vero Premier Women's Network. That's always the second Friday of each month. And we're going to have Tammy Bursick there. We're going to get some behind the scenes of what's going on for the centennial grand finale, which is set for October 26th. $20 for lunch gets you the entire experience. It's lots of fun. You can RSVP by emailing me, AnnaV@WhiteGloveUSA.net. That morning is coffee with the mayor centennial style downtown at the Heritage Center, 8 to 9 a.m. It'll be a lot of fun. Anna with White Glove and Pac Mail will be there as the MC, and we're going to have our chairs from the centennial be a part of the festivities. There's going to be lots of prizes. And then that night also at the Heritage Center on the Green will be a special jazz centennial concert. So there's just a lot going on Friday and through the weekend. We're hoping for some more of this perfect weather. Yet let's say it is a bit rainy, you could always snuggle up with the good book. Yeah, that's an option. And here in the studio, I just happen to have an author with me of an amazing book. And so I'm really excited, folks, to introduce you to Eileen Vargas. She is the author of a book that just launched on July 9th of this past summer, Parallels: Surviving the Legacy of Pain. Eileen, welcome.
Thank you so much, Anna. Thank you. That was a lovely, lovely introduction.
Well, I mean, this is a book that you can already tell says a lot by its cover. And I'm very intrigued and getting a little bit more information for our listeners as to the subject matter, how it came to be. Let's delve in a little bit right there.
Okay, great. Yeah. The background of me, well, there were six girls. My father was a surgeon. My mother was a nurse, the proverbial doctor meets nurse.
Yeah,
but it unfortunately had a different turn, and henceforth the book that was written, Parallel: Surviving the Legacy of Pain. So it deals with abuse, every kind, spiritual, emotional, verbal, physical, and psychological. Unfortunately, a lot of people have asked me, what inspired you to write this book? And I wanted to help women and young girls, and then the men in their lives. And I know that the first man in a young girl's life is her father.
Indeed.
If he does not empower, support, cherish, and truly love her, her life skids terribly off the rails, many times with no hope of recovering. And I wanted to take the reader by the hand, show them what happened, give them a boost, yank them from the trauma that was swallowing them up, where they may have never have had the possibility to realize their full potential.
Sure.
The story is told in flashbacks, which is more or less the way that we think.
It can be.
And maybe the way that we discuss something, you know, with another person, like where we're talking right now. And it has very graphic anecdotes, just like the way we think. It's very vivid, the recollections, and it brings the reader along with me to revisit those places that had long ago been stuffed down and repressed.
Well, this is interesting. Okay, so what does the title of the book mean?
Yeah, Parallels. And it took me a little while to think, gee, what would be a really good book title. But I came to realize that just like parallel lines, as in railroad tracks, or as we drew lines in math class, and I was more a reader, but I did get through my geometry classes. Each choice we make cuts a groove for future benefit or detriment to us. And none of us girls were able to stay on a straight road. We had to try to figure it out on our own. And there was a lot of crashing and burning. And the remnants still exist today. For a lot of my sisters.
Six girls, you said, huh?
That is right. They used to have big families then.
That's a lot of estrogen in a room, I'm telling you.
It sure is. It sure is. And you know, the thing is that I want to say, Anna, that it took me 15 years to write this book, and I would not recommend this for anybody. I think that starting and stopping and rewriting and pushing it away and giving up temporarily, it wasn't something that I really wanted to revisit, but I really felt in my heart that it was something that needed to be published so that somebody else may say, wow, you just told my story. I really didn't know how to put it into words. And that's what I wanted to do. I think one's own story of pain is really the hardest thing to write.
Sure.
For any author.
Mm-hmm.
For any author.
And being that it did come from such a personal depth within you, were you then inclined to change the names of any of the characters?
Yeah, it's funny that you ask that. I did. Two sisters did not want me to use their names in the book, and they haven't really worked through it. Not saying it's something that they should have, because everybody has their own time frame.
Right.
And I wanted to respect them. So I did that. And I do let the reader know that in the introduction, so that they're aware of that. But still, it doesn't lose any sense of the story.
Right. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And then in taking that time, I mean, 15 years, that's a long time off and on to revisit that and try and make sure that it's articulated in a way that it can be a powerful tool for others. What would have then been the hardest scene for you to write? Can you share that with us?
Yeah. I would say that the hardest scene for me to write was dealing with something that happened in the laundry room of our home. And it was another night where there were just so many scenes, but this one, laundry room, we were pushed out into the night and we were forced to sleep in an outdoor shed. That room was open to the elements, and it was during one of the nights of terror at the hands of our father. And, you know, believe it or not, even today, if I walk to my machine, you know, to wash my clothing, it might jump up at me. It doesn't debilitate me, but it's always there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Imagine that. And, but life would go on as normal, even something so absurd and so twisted. And this is just one of those particular events. It was very hard to write.
You know, it is always so empowering when you are able to share your story and people realize that perhaps they weren't ever alone in those experiences. And yet you're right. It's always there just under the surface. And we have to be willing to, I don't want to just say, suck it up, buttercup, and move on, because that's certainly not the way it is. Yet life goes on. The sun rises and it sets every day, with or without us happy or sad in those moments. So it certainly does, you have to persevere to some extent or the other, and yeah, the story goes on.
True, it does. But well, we were told to suck up and buck up, and yeah. we had to, it depends on the victim and the lens that they look through.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Again, it can be a very dark lens. It can be very narrow. It can be warping, and it's, unless you have help, it really is something that is almost insurmountable as you try and claw your way out of the abyss of this terrible pain.
And 15 years, again, writing a story, 15 years. Did you experience levels of writer's block? Is this something that was a realistic experience in your own right? I know I myself, when I come up with marketing presentations and different things, I sometimes just, I'm like, gosh, I think I've done it all already. What else could I do? But then you walk away. Sometimes you walk away for a little while. It could be days. It could be months. It could be years. But I guess it comes back. What did you experience that?
Yeah, I think that quite a few writers experience that, whether they tell you or not. And 15 years of the writer's block, yeah, the stopping and starting definitely and pushing away, that comes after self-talk that destroys that fresh creative juice that ignites the initial passion when you first put the pen to paper or stroking a keyboard, whatever your flavor is. And after all, I'd ask myself a lot of times, who'd be interested in my story? Who would? And there was nobody to
That's
say.
That's pressure you're putting on yourself.
That is. Yeah. There was nobody to say, yeah, go ahead and do it. So I had to turn the self-talk around again. But I wanted to encourage those that would listen to my story, read my story, that, look, I'm talking to you. If you have a story inside of you that's itching to get out, just take that baby step, then another. And even if it's just a few sentences at a time, and maybe have a special notebook, nothing special, and just create a file that you can continue to write in. Just like that young seed, it will eventually blossom into that plant or flower or fruit that you hope for. And it will. It will. Yeah. And you can even pick up scraps of paper. Just gather it all together. It's okay, too.
I feel like you've seen my desk.
There may be a book lurking there.
It could very well be. Yeah. And Eileen, being that you dealt with so many personal things, which, again, is so important in the healing process and as that empowerment for the reader, did you ever once consider doing it under a pseudonym?
I did. I thought of a pseudonym, and it wasn't until more recently that I thought of that. Because people do know me, but I thought, well, it's not anything I'm ashamed of. It's something that if my mission is to help women and young girls, then they have to be able to reach out to me also, or other groups that want to hear my story personally and meet me and say, wow, you know, you were able to do this. So yes, I considered a pseudonym. I thought that my family might be angry with me, but the truth and the story stand. And the name Nina, did you know that that has origins in English, French, German, Italian, Polish, Russian, and Swahili? Mm. Yeah, those languages. But it means girl in Spanish. And I'm of Hispanic background. My father emigrated from Colombia, South America. My mother was of Polish roots. And so we grew up in a Latin household in Miami, where I was born and raised for most of the years. And I thought, how appropriate, girl. Like little girl, it was then my life as that forgotten little girl. And so I thought, well, this is really appropriate. This might be something that will work out well. But I didn't. I had the courage and I went forth and I did this. And I wrote under my name, Eileen Vargas.
So folks are listening. There is a lot of groups here locally, a lot of civic groups that are always looking for speakers. There's opportunities for folks to say, as book clubs and the like, we want to be able to delve a little deeper. How do they get the book? How do they contact you?
Okay. Well, they can contact me through my website, and that's www.eileenparallels.com, E-I-L-E-E-N. Parallels.com. They can also call me, 561-320-8088. The book is available even at the Vero Beach Book Center.
Convenient.
Yes, very convenient. Barnes & Noble, it's worldwide distribution, Amazon, of course. It is an ebook. It's also Kindle. So the availability is there. To come and speak to groups, that was my number, 561-320-8088, and at my website, www.eileenparallels.com.
Wonderful. Before we go on a quick break, ladies and gentlemen, for those ladies in your life, if they're looking for a little pick-me-up, they want to get foxy, maybe, they can go to Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark. Gift certificates always available. Again, 7 days a week, walk-ins welcome. If you want to do something creative with your nails, manicure, pedicure, waxing, lash extensions, Foxy Nails does it all. And of course, the hair studio of Vero, Melissa and her team, will make you look amazing as we transition into fall, as you book the dates for all your holiday parties. It's the most affordable salon in all of Vero, and she does amazing. So shout out to Foxy's and Hair Studio. We're going to go on a short break. We will be back with Eileen Vargas. We're talking about her book, Parallels, Surviving the Legacy of Pain. I'm your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close, call for reservations, and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award-winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Happy October. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostess. Shout out to White Glove Moving and Storage.
Yes, definitely. Every lady needs a white glove to move
Tell
her things.
Tell me about
yes,
it,
absolutely.
Right?
After she gets her nails done. Don't want to be packing
exactly.
and moving.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Handsome men with muscle at your disposal is simply never overrated. I highly recommend it. If you know of anyone getting ready to relocate local or long distance, please mention White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. It's always a free estimate. We'd be happy to come on out. Pack mail beachside. They are notaries. They can also help you with your passport photos.
Everything.
All right.
Stay
there. One-stop
shop.
Stay here
or go overseas. Right.
It's
exactly.
Something for everybody. And I know that as we get ready to go into the holidays, a lot of folks like to book some travel. And who knows, if your passport is so many days from expiration, they might not let you go depending on your destination.
This is true. Very sad.
Mm-hmm. So you got to plan. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Reach out to Caliber and figure out what is the perfect price for your dream home. Get out of that rent race. It's so crazy, the rates for those, when you could own your home for half the price. Reach out to Caliber Home Loans. You won't be disappointed. And Blue Star, downtown Vero, we had a great mixer
food,
there,
absolutely.
Right? Over the summer.
Very, very lovely. I mean, the ambiance there, everything was just right.
And plenty of parking. So if you're looking for a great place to host a special dinner, whether it's two people or 20, if you're looking to do something for the holiday celebrations, reach out to Kitty and her team at the Blue Star. You will not be disappointed. Once again, we have in the studio Eileen Vargas. She is an author. We are here delving in a bit on her book, Parallels: Surviving the Legacy of Pain. What is it that you do to gather some of the research for your books? And then in the few moments that we have left, what do you do when you're not writing?
Okay, well, I think that some of the best ideas come from our own real lives. When people tell me their innermost secrets or open up to me how they look back on their life or maybe regrets of the past, or maybe they're less than confident about decisions for the future, I suggested to them to write it down. And this is what I did with my book also, just a few key words and just tell it straight. Don't get fancy. The editing comes later. I would recommend that for everyone.
Oh, that's a good tip.
And my husband and I, Robert Heisey and I, we work with Primerica Financial. We guide families and individuals and companies to establish solutions for the solid financial foundation. Travel is another one of our passions, and I visited over 42 countries and lived in three of them. So
there's so
much more.
And her passport is up to date.
Very much so. It's got years to go.
Lots of good stamps.
Wonderful. Collectible. Mm-hmm. Cooking and baking, and I find it relaxing, and hospitality. And we work out. It gives you more energy. And even if you have to take a spin class at 5:45 in the morning, you can always do a power nap later, right?
You could, in theory, except if you're driving. Do not take the power nap while driving at high rates of speed.
That's right. You know, you were asking me before about getting the ideas. I think everyone has a special quality, a unique way of bringing their story to life. And I never sacrificed my voice. And it morphed from a young girl to a young woman to a sense of maturity. And it was just a knowing quality when life experience finally settles in.
That's very true.
It is.
And you're adding one more level of experience under your belt. I see here that you are running in 2020 for office.
I am.
Can you quickly share with us a little detail on that?
Yes, I'm running for...
It'll be a new book.
It'll be a new book after I finish the run for it. Exactly. I'm running for State Representative District 84, and that's St. Lucie County, most of St. Lucie County. And you know, there are a lot of issues that I've spoken with people about. I'm the first one to qualify via the petition method. I'm officially on the ballot. And there's water and there's First, Second Amendment, of course, pro-life. That's part of it. Illegal immigration against that. Smaller government, less spending. And charter and VOTEC, that's a little snapshot of my platform. And I'm a businesswoman. I'm not a politician, but I possess the values that I believe in without caving in with shaky decisions. We've had too much of that. This needs to stop. So I will support these values to serve my constituency very well. That is in 2020, and I want people to come alongside of me. Right now I'm in the fundraising mode, so definitely it's very important. And my slogan is $84 for 84. That is District 84. So
84 is one of my lucky numbers.
There you go.
Is there a website that people can do a little research on their own and potentially donate and so forth?
Yes, it's Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S, 2020, State Florida Rep at yahoo.com. Vargas 2020, Florida Rep at yahoo.com. And that's Florida spelled out, F-L-O-R-I-D-A.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And then again, one more time with the website for the book and for folks that are thinking that they would love to have you come be a speaker at one of their organizations or classroom settings. Take it away.
Thank you. www.eileenparallels.com. That's EileenParallels.com.
Love it. Eileen, thank you for joining us here today.
Not at all.
Ladies and gentlemen,
pleasure.
You have been listening to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County. If you haven't been able to reserve the time, please remember a couple of specific dates. October 11th, there's three back-to-back centennial events. October 26th is the grand finale. We're shutting down Main Street, folks. It's going to be family fun, lots to do. The biggest parade Vero Beach has ever seen as we turn 100. The festivities kick off at 9 a.m. on Saturday, October 26th. And finally, save the date for the beach bonfires. One more little bonus event. Four hotels on the beach will have fire dancers and entertainment. We're ordering up perfect weather for a little centennial send-off that Saturday, November 2nd. It kicks off around 5 p.m. So there's lots to do. You can check out VeroBeach100.org for those activities and others, including the Blessing of the Fleet, October 12th. We appreciate you tuning in. Check us out online at TheVeroInsider.com. Check us out on Facebook, where you'll be able to see pictures of me with the beautiful Eileen and the wonderful book that she's featuring here today. Add just a little bit more power to each of us in every page we turn. Until next week, folks. Cheers.